This is NSO, NewsSports.com. Bill Newell with Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School. And Tim, this week at Peabody.
Yeah, Peabody's a tough team, big and strong. They kind of run right down your throat if you let them. And, you know, it'll be a tough contest. They're very good on defense. I think their run defense is excellent. So we've got our, hands full here.
Yeah, I thought they might give Marblehead quite a battle last week. It turned out Marblehead might be a very good team this year, because they were impressive defensively in Beverly.
Yeah, I know it looks like their quarterback was out. Peabody's quarterback was out. I don't know if he's going to be back this week or not, but obviously Marblehead's pretty good. We'll see. We'll see what happens with us. And we got to take it game by game. We can't be looking ahead at anyone else. So right now we're looking for another victory. Hopefully get it on Friday.
Yeah. Tim, what's any news with the team this week heading into this week's game on the classical side of things?
Yeah, I would say that we're like any other team probably at this point. We got guys who are in and out. We've got an offensive lineman, that might be out here and there. But for the most part, we're relatively healthy, which is a good thing. It's still waiting on the kid Marcus Rivera to come back. It's possible this week he'll be back. Well, he's kind of taking it day by day as best he can.
Now, if Marcus comes back, what does he bring to the team, and what and where?
Yeah, I think running back one. I think he's our guys that have been running right now have been doing a good job, but I think Marcus, being a senior, being a experienced guy, I think he's a next level kind of guy. I think he's got the ability to take it to the house if he gets a crease, which the other guys might need a little more room. Just that's the way it is, and then he's going to play defensive back for us, so he'll hopefully solidify some of that as well.
It seems like Matt Loria is like kind of getting a little more confidence back there. Not that he didn't have confidence, but somehow or other, the run, the pass, and the handing off and the keeping, he's got that together.
Yeah, well, I think one thing that we did this year, and we wanted to use Matt. Obviously, Matt's a great athlete and big, strong kid, but we wanted to simplify things for him, so it made it a little easier for him. A single read or, kind of things to look for as opposed to trying to read a side of the field or the full field or anything like that. So try to simplify things and make him a little more aggressive, and be able to use his talents a little more. And he's done a pretty good job for us this year.
And finally, Tim, just looking at your team, is there a player or two that you think have progressed well for you this year?
Yeah, I think, we got some young guys who have come along. I can't think of necessarily any guys on the top of my head, but we got a lot of guys. We got a couple sophomores that are, sophomores are sophomores until they, get some experience, and we've got a lot of experience there. So guys are kind of, turning the page a little bit for us. So if we can continue to get better every week, we could be, still get some wins towards the end of the year.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
All right, that's Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School, with us on MSONewsSports.com.